Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministries. And we're so delighted this evening. We thank God for an opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight. So tonight is our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour, but we're going to have a portion of the hour, our Bible class, because we're discussing dreams and visions. And then we're going to go into our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. So I just thank and praise God on tonight for him allowing us to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight. I give him reverence. I give God reverence. He is the head of my life, and to everyone in their respective places, to Apostle Deans and his absence, and to each one of you, I just thank and praise God again for being here tonight. So we're going to get ready to call it to order, our Bible study and praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. We're going to call it to order. We're going to have a short devotion. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. And we're going to get started. So we just give God praise now. Just give him 1 second. I'm just thanking and praising God for this opportunity on tonight. He's such an awesome God. Awesome God. And I thank him for all that he does. And we're going to just bind the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. It's always a problem, but God is my everything, so I don't worry about it. Come on now. Thank you. And it's a true fact, because at one time in my life when the Holy Ghost was dealing with me real heavily, and when he wanted me to pray, he would send birds to my window, scratch on the window pane. And so one night I asked the Lord, I said, let me see what kind of birds you have. And when I raised the curtain back, they were white owls. And it was about six of them, six or seven. They were white owls, and the way they face made kind of, you know, startled me. But, you know, you don't know, God can use anybody and anything to get you to do what he would have you to do. So we're going to be talking about all creatures, great and small. So when God created the world's inhabitants, he first made the birds and fish, and then progressed to the land animals. All in all, Genesis lists five different types of creatures that he made. Although his animals' creation included every creepy, crawly thing in existence, he mentioned only a few by name. So, where is this in the Bible? But it wasn't until the fifth day that God made living, moving creatures, the fifth day of creation. And that gives us a clue as to what animals were made for. They were all created to serve him like we are. Remember, five means service. You know, we studied back in the Numbers, when we were studying the Numbers, five means service. This information also helps us to see how creatures are used as symbols. They used as symbols. So let's take a look now. And we open Genesis. And God said in the first chapter of Genesis, and God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures that have life and fowls that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their own kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowls multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day, and God said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures after his kind, cattle, creeping things, and beasts of the earth after his kind. And it was so, and God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. That's Genesis chapter 1, verses 20 through 28. Now the waters brought forth the fish and the fowls. Water often depicts things that are spiritual. And because the fish and the fowl were brought forth from the water, their source reveals that they related to spiritual things, especially things that relate to the soul. Jesus used fish as a type of lost soul. He said to Peter and Andrew, follow me, and I will make you fisher of men. That's in Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. Now, we know that most symbols have opposite meanings. So fish can also represent souls that are saved. After all, fish don't cease to be fish just because they've been caught. Now, there are several different kinds of fish, big fish, little fish, cute fish, ugly fish, dangerous fish, all type of fish. Schooling fish, the list goes on and on. So rather than trying to identify each particular fish, its symbolic meaning, we'll discuss different groups of fish. And that's what they portray. However, let's just look at something first, because now we have a lot of fish we're really not supposed to eat, but, you know, God say everything he sanctified and he blessed, he made is blessed. But, you know, it's certain kind of animals and stuff we're not supposed to eat because they like the catfish, because they scavenger fish. But we're going to talk about that a little bit. A naked scavenger, clearly identifiable from its definition or description in the Bible, is the catfish. Mm-hmm. I love to eat catfish. I sure do. I know I do. But under Moses' law, like many other delectable foods, they were forbidden. And whatsoever have not fins and scales, ye may not eat. It is unclean unto you. Although catfish have fins, they don't have scales. And that's in Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 10. Anything that don't have scales, you're not supposed to eat, or fins. Now, why did God single them out like that? I wonder. I just wonder why. Most creatures are covered with something. Scales, feathers, hair, or even clothes in the case of people. But catfish are as naked as the day they were born or hatched. Because catfish are uncovered, they are declared unclean under the law of Moses. This reveals that we are also unclean when uncovered. Because most of us wear clothes, we consider ourselves to be covered. God thinks otherwise. We know that. When Adam and Eve made themselves aprons out of fig leaves, God said that just won't do. Well, not exactly, but close. But he wanted to give them something else, so he made fur coats for them instead. Something had to die before it would share its head or hide with Adam. Something had to be killed, so God had to kill it. That's the central theme of the entire Bible. Jesus had to die to cover us with his blood. Otherwise, we would still be unclean in the sight of God. That's the message. There is one more characteristic of catfish that makes them forbidden under the law. They are scavengers. They feed right off of the bottom of the lake. Anything down there. God does not want us to eat from off, you know, the bottom of the world. He don't want us to feed right off of the bottom or off this world. He wants us to feast on the bread of life. So the catfish is a picture of a sinner feeding off of filth. If you dream that you catch one, It may represent a sinner saved by grace, the grace of God. Then maybe the gospel can be compared to the hook and the line and sinker that he swallowed. Or maybe a net. Maybe you was getting it, a net different. But anyway it goes, catfish are scavengers, and it's like crab. They scavengers because they crawl at the bottom of the ocean, at the floor of the ocean or the sea, wherever. They crawl down there, and whatever they see, they'll eat it if they can. You know, so we really, and look like they'd be the best thing to eat. I'm telling you, I love catfish and I love crab, but it's not for us to eat. Okay, every creeping thing. Catfish aren't the only fish forbidden by the law. So are crawfish, or if you don't eat crawfish, what about shrimp and lobster? Y'all know I eat shrimp almost every day when I can eat meat. They all are about the same. Moses didn't call them by name, but they're all considered forbidden foods, and they're the best foods to me. What did they do to deserve that? They just had too many feet. And besides that, they'd be creeping around all the time. Leviticus chapter 11, verses 41 and 42 says, "And every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth shall not be eaten, or whatsoever have more than 4 feet among all creeping things that creep upon the earth, they shall not be eaten." That's Leviticus chapter 11, verses 41 and 42. But God just don't, I'm not going to say he don't just like creeping things. I'm not going to say that because God made everything. But I guess he's trying to keep us healthy. Okay. Notice that all three of these, crawfish, shrimp, and lobsters, also feed off the bottom like catfish. That's what I was saying, and I think crab does too. The fact reveals crawfish are also famous for crawfishing. They're a way out of uncomfortable situations, like we all have a tendency to do at one time or another. And shrimp, just like their name implies, they're just too small for the job. And lobster, they're different. Y'all know lobster tails are good. They belong on the king's table. They much too expensive for poor people to even eat because lobster is good. They're a part of the lifestyle of the rich and famous. They may explain how they got on God's rejected list. They can represent his blessings too. Y'all know the opposite sometimes. After all, we all are the children of the kings. So we can eat a lobster every now and then, but I don't think I like lobster. I like the tail, and that's about it. So clean or unclean, there are quite a few more unclean creatures on God's list. Thou shalt not eat, but usually it's not difficult to see why he made each one. They have individual characteristics of each one, reflect some aspects of humanity. Creatures that Moses listed as unclean portray a host of evil things. Now, Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 through 21 says, "Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contention, jealousy, outburst of wrath, selfish ambition, dissension, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, revelries, and the likes of which I tell you that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." In Colossians 3, chapter 3, verse 5, 8, and 9, Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, inordinate affection, evil fishiness, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Also put off all things, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthiness, communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. So these things represent a lot of unclean things. All of what I just said, they represent. And there are more, but that's enough for you to get the idea of what I'm trying to say. God probably made a specific creature to represent each and every one of the unclean things. Or is it the other way around? Even seeing several souls that reminded me of piranhas. Because piranhas just chew, they just bite, just bite. And who wouldn't recognize a long shark? Or what about an octopus taking a pretty girl out of on her first date? You know, you have to look at, and these are in dreams and visions. You know, we're talking about in dreams and visions, but when you dreaming it, you know, when you dreaming of stuff in the sea, it's not always good, because that's where all of the great reptiles, and not only reptiles, but the fish, the whales, the mammoths, and all that out of the sea. And a lot of people, what's the name of that spirit that comes out of the ocean? Anyway, it's not good. And I'll look it up. I'll find out what the name is. I will look it up. And as always, there are... Huh?
Is it Aquarius?
No, it starts with an M, and that's no. It starts with an M, that spirit that we pray against all the time. I forgot. I'm just probably tired. But I pray against that spirit all the time. Mm-hmm. And he's a... As long as a fish was covered and had fins, it was considered fine table for your table. But in dreams, fishing not only represents souls, but they can also stand for the Holy Spirit. In Luke chapter 11, verses 11 through 13 says, if a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? So if fish can represent the Holy Spirit, common sense says they can also represent unholy spirits. In fact, it's usually unclean spirit that produce the motion of sin, which work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. That's Romans chapter 7, verse 5. So you see, everything that we're talking about in dreams and visions have a scripture to back it up. You know, I can see the fish thing because, oh, Lord, it's right on the tip of my tongue. The name of this spirit that I used to pray against, but it's a spirit that, anyway, we're going to study it again. Besides souls,
Apostle,
you know,
you're not talking about Leviathan, right?
Yes.
That's Leviathan? Yes. Okay.
Yes, thank you so much. It was right on the tip of my tongue. Yes, that's a hard spirit to get away from. It's hard. You have to be showing up praying day in, day out, staying in God all the time. So, and we prayed against, I pray against it all the time. But that's come from the sea, from the ocean. And you have to be careful with that. So I understand what these fish mean. But then we're going to a bird's eye view. And in these things, we're dealing with dreams and visions. Because like I said, God can use anything and anybody he wants to get across to you what he trying to get you to get. Because everything, and when you dreaming, is to you. I don't care who you dream about, what characters in the dream, but the message is to you. And even when you trying to help someone interpret their dreams, you got to know what you're talking about, because God don't play. He don't want nobody lying on him saying what the Lord said. And the Lord, because he the most lied on person I know, because we just want to make ourselves look good. But a lot of times we have to pray and ask God. I'm so careful with it because it's real serious. It's really serious. I wouldn't even be teaching this if it wasn't serious. And I want you all to know that it means different things. It means different things. You know, because one of my friends, like I told you last week, she was crying. She said, I dreamed my son died 3 times. I said, honey, he's not dying. I said, he's dying to the old me. But God birthing that new man out in him. So I thank and praise God for it. And I talked to a minister to it and to her, and she dried up because she could see it. You know, she said, I'm study praying, and I'm study praying, and here I dream he died. And then I dreamed again he died. Well, we can't look at stuff like that the way we look at. But we got to look at it through God's eyes, through the spirit man. We can't look at it through a natural corner man's eye, because it'll trip us up and knock us off focus, and we'll be all messed up trying to look out at it out of our own eyes. You know, so, you know, and then you got to go pray. Ask God, what you mean? What you trying to tell me, Lord? Or show me the interpretation, you know. And a lot of times when God's trying to get you a message, you don't have to do that. He's trying to show you what he wants you to know through a dream or a vision. There's no other purpose for them. He's trying to talk to you through them, give a message to you through dreams and visions. Otherwise, why would you dream? Why would he give you a vision? So we have to remember that. It's to us he's talking about. It's a lot of creeping things in the sea that's not good for man. A lot of things. So we have to, we just have to know how to pray and what to pray for. But we're going to talk about a bird's eye view now. In the same way that God declared some fish were unclean and others weren't, he also considered birds to be clean or unclean. Now, I know for myself, owls, some owls now, when I told you when I first got on, he showed me white owls, but it's some owls, and I don't get it, because I didn't research the owls. I didn't. But I know that they consider they funny and stuff. I didn't research it, but I know I don't even want a picture of an owl in my house. I don't know. It's just something about an owl. But when I asked him to show me the birds that he was sending to my window, they were white owls, and they wasn't that big owl that you see. But they were small white owls with a white and brown face on them. So, I mean, everything, you have good in some and bad in some. So, have you ever been tempted to eat a buzzard? And I know I haven't. I don't even want to hear it, because some people don't even like to eat birds, period. I'm trying to think of this bird. They usually eat on Thanksgiving morning. A lot of people eat this. It's a little bird in the South. They eat them all the time. And I didn't eat them. I didn't want to eat it because I had never heard of it. But since I've been down in the South, I have. But they said that they were very good. They like gravy. Like just like chicken and gravy and stuff like that, but they were forbidden food to eat a buzzard under the Moses law. Now it's not difficult to understand why God would say, "Thou should not covet." Everyone has been tempted to lie at one time or another, but why in the world would God command us not to put buzzards on the table? Because buzzards eat every dead thing. I already know. They eat, and when you want to see something dead, just look up. If you see a buzzard flying, he getting ready to eat, have dinner. That's terrible, but that's what he does. That's how God made him. This is one of the clearest pictures in the Bible showing us that the law is spiritual. Rather than corner, God wasn't giving Israel a set of dietary rules. He was teaching them to discern the difference between acceptable and unacceptable behavior. The buzzard is exactly the same one as the catfish, and I love catfish. Both are unclean and both are scavengers because buzzards are creatures of the air instead of water. They reflect people's spirit instead of their soul. I wouldn't dare eat a buzzard. Everybody know what a buzzard looks like. A buzzard is a perfect picture of a seemingly spiritual person who isn't under authority. Feathers covers their bodies, but nothing covers their head. So the buzzard have a bald head up there. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3 says, "But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God." Now, if you are in rebellion, you're unclean. If you're not under authority, you're buzzing in God's sight. Even if you can soar in the heavenly realm, truly spiritual people, there aren't scavengers either. They won't eat things like pride and prejudice, envy and jealous, hatred and anger. But all those things are buzzard bait. They roadkill. So we have to be careful with that. We don't want to be scavengers. You want to be under somebody. Everybody does need to be accountable to somebody. Birds of the night. There are several more forbidden birds on Moses' list. And just as you detest buzzards, or if you're from the city, vultures, you probably won't like these either. You'll find the complete list in Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 11, verse 13 through 19. We'll name a few of them. The first one is the owl. That's what I was telling you about. The owl are birds of the night. Paul said, "You are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of the darkness." First Thessalonians chapter 5:5. Like catfish and buzzards, ours may stand for sinners or unclean spirits. On the other hand, an owl may represent one who is skillful in discerning of spirits because of its acute vision and hearing, because you know owls can hear and they can see far and they can hear good. They have, these are wonderful characteristics in the night, making them expert hunters. Even in almost total darkness, owls can see. I'm telling you, because when I was little, I remember one, and he was way back up on a light post. And man, he was so big, he was big as I was. But he could see you way down the street somewhere. I was scared of him, whatever it was. I'm sure someone have seen owls before. And I don't know if you all have ever just kind of discerned about them. I don't know. Like I said, I haven't researched them, because when I saw those white owls and God was using them, I just, you know, figured, okay, that was it. Because I used to hear owl things, and they was in a lot of scary movies, owls were. So I would always think that they were, you know, from the devil or, you know, spirits or whatever. But God can use whoever he want to use and whatever he want to use. But the thought of owls, you know, they be, I don't know. I still don't get it, but I'm going to look up and do some research. I'm not trying to do too much, because I don't want to get deep into that. But in a dream, they can mean different things. So we need to know what an owl means, what a bird means, what a snake means, what mean, whatever means, the catfish, the buzzard. I know a vulture. We're not gonna eat those things, but they might mean different things, just like I just said, unclean souls, or, you know, just different things. We have to always.
Apostle.
Yes.
Apostle, I'm sorry for interrupting. What about a white spider? I had a dream of a white spider. I mean, it wasn't on me or anything. I just seen it coming like off the closet, off a box or something. But I knew
really?
It was white, and I knew it was a spider.
That's something. Well, you know they all have different meanings, I'm telling you. Them spiders, you know, we don't like spiders, and we don't eat spiders, so that's for sure.
No.
Let me see. Now, it says a spider, evil, sin, deception, false doctrine, temptation, snare, oh, that's the way of lies. What tangles webs we weave when we first practice to deceive? In Romans 6:16, it says, there be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. The spider taketh hold with her hands, works, and is king. The spider is king in the palaces, in different places. Now that's in Proverbs 30 verses 24 and 28. But what I just read was Romans 6:16 about spiders. So spiders, you can see them. And I'm telling you, I've experienced them before. And I was living in Marion, and I saw a little spider in the floor when I was mopping, and I stepped on it and killed it. Well, when I finished stepping on this brown recluse and killed it, I turned around and the mother was behind me, big brown recluse. So I had some bleach. I took the bottle of bleach and poured it on her. She just shook it off like water rolling off a duck back, like, what you do to my baby? So I ran out. I ran out because I didn't know what the thing was going, how it was going to get on me, because she was upset that I had killed a baby. And she walks over there to the baby. I run out the front door and go next door to get the neighbor. And she came back over. She killed it. But let me tell you something. I had already hit it, and I had already poured bleach on. So you have to be careful, because they are wise. I didn't know, but you have to know that when you see a baby, it's somebody with the baby or coming after the baby, you know, when it comes to those insects and stuff like that. But spiders, to me, have never been good, because a spider will bite you. Just a plain regular spider will bite you and leave you swollen and different things like that. So you have to be careful with spiders. And in a dream, it's some kind of deception or evil or something like that. But look like when it's a white spider, and it could be the opposite, because I was just saying we have opposite things. Let me see. Okay, I see this black widow spider. Now, that says great danger, deadly, evil, slander. So to me, a James chapter 3, verse 8 says, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison, just like the black widow spider. But in Ecclesiastes, and I find more bitter than death, the woman whose heart is snares and nets, and her hands as bands or webs. Whoso pleases God escape from her, but the sinner shall be taken by her. That's Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 23. But when you dreaming of this spider, it can be deception, evil, sin, deception, false doctrine, temptation, tenacious. But if you would ask God, because I'm getting it from God, because the spider was white, I don't think it meant what a black spider would mean. So, did the spider bite you or anything like that?
No.
You just saw it coming.
It was coming down off his web, and it stopped on the box, and it came down some more, and I woke up. But it didn't try to come to me. It didn't seem threatening. Like, I wasn't like, oh,
okay,
a spider, because I hate spiders. I wasn't like that or anything, but I recognized it was a spider.
Mm-hmm. So it's some kind of deception, but God didn't let it get to you. Whatever it was, whatever evil sin, deception, whatever it was, false doctrine, whatever it was, He didn't come to you. It didn't come to you. So God blocked whatever was going on.
Mm-hmm. That's a blessing.
Mm-hmm. So does anyone else have any questions or comments? Because we're going to get ready to pray in a minute. I'm going to take some prayer requests. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we dream a lot because God's trying to get a message to us. While we have visions, do we have any prayer requests tonight? Anybody? I have a prayer request for Ella and for Gloria's son, Papa Beans. Anyone else? Okay. I'm getting ready to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come on tonight, Father, just confessing and repenting and asking you to forgive us and cleanse us through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, we just come thanking you and praising you for just another day. Lord, how you watched over us all night last night. And early this morning, God, you woke us up and gave us a mind to pray, Lord. You woke us with all the activities of our limbs, Lord. I just thank you for waking me up this morning. Just starting me on my way. I just thank God today. We give God praise and glory. We magnify your holy name today, Lord. And we just thank you now. We slumber and slept last night, God, and you watched over us. You didn't let nothing happen to us. Lord, when we were sleeping, not even knowing we was in the world, you watched over and blessed us and covered us, Lord, and we just give you praise and glory of how you watched over our children and grandchildren, great-grand, our families and our parents, and how you just kept them and how you keeping them. Lord, you know it's so much sickness out here, Lord, and I bind the spirit of infirmity and every disease, every deadly disease, Lord, I bind it right now. I cast it out and I command it to go in the name of Jesus. And I pray for everyone, Lord, and that have that COVID disease. And I just pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. And I ask you to touch their bodies right now, God, and in the name, heal tonight, Lord, and in the touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Touch them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I ask you right now, God, to blow breath and blow your breath and wind in their lungs, Lord. Just heal right now from pneumonia, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I ask you to touch their lungs and their heart right now, God, and in the name of Jesus. Let them breathe the way you can perform, the way you made their lungs to perform, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you tonight for healing, Lord, and I thank you for deliverance tonight. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for setting us free on tonight. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise tonight, and I give you glory tonight, Lord. I ask you right now, God, to just look down and have mercy on this place. Look down, Lord, and have mercy, Lord, on this place, Lord, and send your glory, Lord, and send your mercy, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, I ask you tonight, God, to send peace in the name of Jesus among confusion, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I know you can do it, Father. I know you can, Lord. I'm asking you right now, Lord, unite us together, that one won't be able to fall from the other, Lord, in the name of Jesus. It's so many things happening, Lord, but we in this world, but we not of it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you tonight, Lord, to cover everyone under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you tonight to cover each one, God, and cover right now, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, if there's any sick among us, let them call for the elders, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to heal, Lord, and deliver, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory tonight, and we give you praise tonight, Lord. We don't have nobody else to depend on, Lord. We can only depend on you, God, in the name of Jesus. So I ask you to keep us, God, and send your angels, Lord, to encamp round about us right now, God, in the name of Jesus. I just thank you right now, God. I thank you for our daily bread. I thank you for sending manna from heaven, Lord, and feeding us that we won't know more, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, in the name of Jesus, to just bless right now, God. I ask you, though, to go to the hospitals, Lord,
in the name of Jesus, and not only the patients, but the doctors and the nurses, God, and in the name of Jesus, the nurses' aid that clean up the people, the janitors at the hospitals, in the name of Jesus, cover them right now, the ones that prepare the food, Lord, in the name of Jesus, everyone, Lord, that play a part, that you're using for your service, God, I ask you to cover right now, in the name of Jesus, just cover right now, by the blood of Jesus, I'm asking you on tonight, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, to just feed us, Lord, that manna from heaven, and feed us your word, God, and feed us tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, manna from heaven, your word from heaven, that we want no more, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we need more of your love, more of you, God, in the name of Jesus, we need you, Lord, and we cannot make it without you on tonight. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Just have your grace and send your grace and unmerited favor. Send your mercy that's new every morning. And I thank you right now. I thank you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, I give you praise right now. I give you worship, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I praise your name. I ask you right now, God, to go behind the prison walls and bless your people, God. And go in the jailhouses and bless your people, Lord, and in penal institutions and bless your people, God, and in mental institutions, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, and Lord, you know where they are. If they in that horrible pit, God, you said you will go there too. I'm asking you right now to cover the people of God right now. Cover the people, Lord, and cover your people, Lord, men, women, boys, and girls, all over the land and country, all over the earth, God. And in the name of Jesus, I just thank you now, Lord. Thank you right now, God. Thank you right now, God. Touch these ones, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, that's in the hospital, Lord. And touch them right now, God. And heal right now, God. And I know you can do it, God. And in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Bless them, Lord. And I ask you to release angels to encamp in every home, in every car, of everyone under the sound of my voice. I ask you to cover them now, Lord, and in the blood of Jesus right now, God, and in the name of Jesus. I ask you to send warring angels, Lord, and to fight for them, Lord, and fight against them, that fight against them, Lord, and in the name of Jesus. Send Michael, Lord, and send him, Lord, and send him, Lord. Send Michael, God, and in the name of Jesus, I thank you right now. Father, we humble ourselves. Yes, God, we humble ourselves. You said if we will humble ourselves, you will heal the land. And Father, I pray that you heal this land tonight, Lord. And heal, Lord, we need you. Heal this land, Lord. We don't know what's going on, Lord, but we ask you tonight, Lord, to heal this land, Lord. Heal it, Lord. Let your healing virtues cover us now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We don't know what to do but depend and trust you, God. Depend on you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for doing this for us. You say, if I'm in you and your word in me, I can ask you anything and you will do it. I'm asking you to cover us in the blood. Cover us, Lord, and protect us, Lord, and in the name of Jesus. Cover us, build a hedge of protection around us, God, and around our families, and around us, God, and around our siblings, and around us, our whole family, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, do it for us, God. Do it for us, Lord. Protect Lord, we thank you tonight. And I just pray for everyone, God. I pray for our enemies. I pray for those who try to despitefully misuse us, God, to say all manner of evil, Lord, forgive them tonight and bless them, Lord. Anyway, we've already forgiven them, God, and in the name of Jesus, bless them tonight. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah, Lord. Thank you tonight. Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the praise and all of the glory and all of the honor. We pray and ask these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. We just thank and praise God on tonight. And I want you all to just trust God and believe in his word. Trust him. Trust God. Amen. We're going to get ready to close out. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity on tonight. I thank and praise him. Father, we just thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for opening up our understanding. Thank you tonight. Bless them tonight, God. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine up on thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance and give thee toward you and give thee peace. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. You all have a blessed night. We'll be back on Sunday, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern. God bless you all. And you all just keep the faith and keep trusting God. And so many things happen, but God got us. So I love you all. You all have a good night. God bless. Good night. God love you, and I love you too. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.